Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
It hits about right. He's with us every Friday, but there's a lot in the news about Nick Saban, about Jimbo Fisher. Kevin, get started. What do you have to say?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm honored this morning to be the warm-up band for the angelic tones of old Miss Evie that will follow me. Pretty quiet week in Tuscaloosa. You know, the players don't report back till Memorial Day weekend, the incoming freshmen. And then Coach Saban decides to bare his soul while speaking at the World Event Game in Birmingham. A lot to get into about it. I will say this, and my good friend Aliquippa Bob, I know, who called in right before the show, I was able to listen to what he said. He's spot on, and this is what, you know, I want to say about this. Everything Coach Saban says is incredibly calculated. It's calculated in not only the content, but to the audience. And generally it has a specific message, and we'll get into that in a second. There are times, post-game press conferences, post-practice press conferences, where emotion kind of gets the best of Coach, and he kind of lets things rip a little bit, and sometimes he gets potty mouth, and Miss Carey makes him apologize for him later. But, you know, this was a scheduled event. So I find it hard to believe that Nick Saban got there and just started rambling and, you know, said things that later he wished he hadn't said, because that is not Nick Saban. Now, did he maybe get a little more personal than he wanted to? Possibly, but there was a reason that Nick Saban said what he said in Birmingham when he was talking about the fact of, you know, there's some Alabama player kids in the state of Alabama who would normally be, you know, Alabama fans that would normally be going to Alabama, but they're probably not now because of NIL. There were two specific individuals that he was talking about. Now, I'm not going to mention the names, but if you follow Alabama recruiting, you can probably figure it out for yourself. But this was not just, you know, Nick Saban going crazy, rambling, you know, at his mouth. He said what he said for a reason, Bill. And if you go back to it, the main thing is he's talking about the fact that this is unsustainable. He talked about the fact that in his mind that the NCAA, if we don't protect the NCAA from litigation, dealing with NIL and transfers and all this stuff, that the litigation has just really weakened the NCAA. And I'll agree. I mean, let's be honest, Bill. The NCAA is terminally ill, all right? And that's a fact, okay? It isn't going to get better. Is there any hope that Washington's going to step in like Nick Saban hopes and fix this via legislation, antitrust legislation? Well, you know, when you look at the fact that, you know, the puppet in front of the curtain for Oz walks around all day, crapping his diaper, and Congress is busy, you know, using a supposed pandemic as a part of a, you know, Agenda 2030, you know, world economic reset. News for you, saving the NCAA is not on the globalist agenda, okay? My hope for all this, Bill, is the Transformation Committee, their idea to put more power to the conferences, and then the SEC and the Big Ten can go play big boy football, and everybody else can play two-hand touch. But I just want to reiterate, Nick Saban said what he said for a reason. And as he said yesterday, when he was on, Sirius Radio, he said, you know, at this age, I really don't care what people think about me. The funniest thing about this, though, Bill, and I want to be sure and get this in, the funniest thing of this, you go back and watch the video, look at the expression on Nate Oates' face when Saban's saying all this. He's looking there like, dude, my buddy is just, like, going off. And, by the way, congratulations to Nate Oates on getting Dominic Welch, the transfer from St. Bonaventure. Great pickup. But Nate Oates' expression why Coach Saban is bludgeoning Jimbo is priceless.
Help me with the dynamics of Nick and Jimbo. They've always been close. When did this start getting fractured?
Well, I mean, they are close, as you said. Nick Saban is born and raised in Fairmont, West Virginia. Jimbo's from Clarksburg. Clarksburg's a little southeast of Fairmont. Fairmont's a little southeast of Morgantown, West Virginia. They've always been close. And there again, I mean, this is where... Excuse me, Bill. You know, when you deal with coaches in different situations, you can get into things and issues, and they don't necessarily mean personal. It's the friend versus the institution. But I do think, I will agree with you, that I think this has gotten ugly, and this has gotten very personal. I think it's the frustration that Coach Saban feels over watching the game that he loves, the game that he's made a very great living from. And I know people point out the fact, well, you make $9.3 million a year. Yeah, well, he earns it. It is changing. And he's right when he says this current situation for the NCAA is unsustainable moving forward. I can't tell you the specific time of, you know, when their relationship became fractured. Well, I would say the other night. It's going to be very interesting going forward. It's just going to. I've had some Alabama fans say, "Well, I hate this. It's going to put Alabama in the crosshairs." I mean, Alabama's always in the crosshairs. I mean, let's talk about this. And people are getting excited across the nation because Alabama fatigue. There's a lot of people that are sick and tired of Alabama winning. They hate Alabama. They hate Nick Saban. They think Saban's cracking up. Oh, ha ha, this is funny. You know, chinking the honor, you know, type of a thing. So I get that. I mean, this is all where you come from. You know, Alabama fans are going to rally. That's our coach. A lot of our former players have said, man, I'm ready to suit up again. That's our coach. Texas A&M people are obviously going to be offended. They're going to be offended their coach was personally attacked. People will talk about motivation for the game on October the 8th. Okay, well, there's already motivation for October the 8th. Alabama lost 41-38 to a four-loss team. And, you know, every once in a while people ask me, is Aggie, you know, the Italian phrase for four loss every year? There's enough motivation already for the game on October the 8th. Will it be heightened now? Yeah, probably, and the ticket brokers will love it. Let me ask you this real question, Bill. Where were you in 1939?
I was in 1939. I was not even my parents weren't married. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, me neither. My dad was 7, and that was the year my mom was born. Frank Thomas was the head coach at Alabama. Paul Bryant Jr. was a young assistant coach. That was the last time, 1939, that Texas A&M won a national championship in football.
Here's another.
So we can see what the motivation from the Aggies is.
Right. Why is Jimbo so defensive when what he's doing is at least not being adjudicated, so there's really nothing wrong with it?
No, I mean, what Saban said was, this is unsustainable. I mean, he wasn't like saying, come on, let's all be honest here, okay? Let's all be honest. We're all knowledgeable college football fans. We know how things work in the world of college football. Let's all be honest, okay? I mean, let's be out here. What we're saying is that NIL, and, you know, Coach Saban went to the point, you know, actually it was made by Nate Oates in the same discussion, that you're not supposed to directly use NIL for recruiting. And Coach Saban, you know, talked about these collective marketing collectives. And Alabama announced theirs on April the 8th, High Tide Traditions. You know, I talked about it on your show or whatever. It's just... You know, the landscape of the game is changing, and I think longtime participants like Coach Saban hate to see it. I personally hate to see the NIL stuff. But the reality is, you know, he got personal with Jimbo. I'm sure it'll forever change their relationship. And, it'll just be interesting going forward to see the rivalry between Alabama and Texas A&M. I can't wait for October the 8th, but I was ready for that before this anyway, as I am all the games. I mean, this doesn't fire me up. Part of me says, Bill, I find this was a situation, but I mean, in some ways, it's like, okay, we're making this into like the beginning of World War III, and I think that's a bit ridiculous. I mean, both guys, there were honesty in what both guys said. And it's a deal, but it's not the end of the world.
Kevin Hagan with us every Friday to talk Alabama. Kevin, is there any hope right now with the baseball team?
Well, yeah, there is, thanks to Tony Vols. And by the way, I think Tennessee's still batting. Is that correct? all Alabama needs is for Tennessee to win one of the final two games against Mississippi State, and Alabama will qualify to move on to Hoover. Alabama lost last night 7-3 to Arkansas. Two more games against the Hogs. All Tony Vols got to do is beat State one more time, and Bama goes to Hoover. And I kind of like those chances.
I don't know that I've seen an SEC game that involved seven home runs with one team.
There's bludgeonings and they're bludgeonings. And what makes it, let's be honest, Mississippi State, like LSU, that's a proud baseball tradition. And the fact that they got bludgeoned like that at home, that's a real, if you'd have told me, Bill, that Mississippi State would have ever lost that way at a game in Starkville, I'd have said, nah, maybe unless they're playing the 27 Yankees. But, wow. Tennessee's hot again. They are. I don't know how they lost two games in Lexington a couple weeks ago. I have no idea.
Kevin Hagan with us talking Alabama. Is there anything on the football recruiting front?
June means camp season. Alabama's got a lot of elite recruits signed up to come in and be a part of the camp situation and everything. A lot of them are official visits. Seen a lot of official visits getting knocked down in June this year. But, with NIL and everything, I just think a lot of the big dogs are going to walk late this year right before signing day.
Rusty said yesterday when he was with us, Rusty Manziel, that he thinks it's Georgia or Texas for Arch Manning. Is Alabama, yeah. I know Alabama's not conceding anything, but is that the feeling?
I wouldn't argue with that at all. I would not argue with that at all.
And Alabama's,
I'm okay with that.
And Eli Holstein would probably be their top target, right?
Yes. Yes, who's a very, very talented young man. At this point, not being, I would expect Eli Holstein to be the Alabama quarterback in this camp as of today in this class.
Kevin, always a pleasure. Appreciate you being here, sir.
Always an honor, my friend. We're all excited to hear the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, and as always, Roll Tide.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Good stuff. Coming up. He just promoted it. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie from the Rebel Walk. Yeah, they're happy there. They just got another transfer portal recipient. Jalen Robinson, receiver from Central Florida. From the Gus Bus, and before that, Josh Heupel. Dude can play. Now, this kid's an impact receiver. Also, Baby Kim getting a good chuckle out of that snit yesterday between Nikki and Jimbo. He liked that. Yeah, that was kind of funny. Ole Miss Evie when we come back. Brad, hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're putting out a car fire over here, and traffic easing up a little bit now. It's looking better, actually. 40 East up by Jefferson Street. Got pretty slow at one point. Traffic's picked up now down Ellington Parkway as you work your way from the top down to the bottom. 24 starting to slow down at times westbound as you come up through the Hickory Hollow area. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like, if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just, like, combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens, and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with GEICO. It's easier than you think.
Celebrate spring at Slim Chickens with a grilled chicken strawberry salad. Fresh greens piled with feta cheese, crisp cucumbers, candied pecans, and 100% all-natural grilled tenders. Topped with red, ripe strawberries. The grilled chicken strawberry salad. But hurry, it's only back for a limited time. Need a sweet spring treat? Upgrade your drink with any adult meal to a hand-spun strawberry milkshake. Slim Chickens. Dine in, drive through, online, or delivery.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Ole Miss Edie with the angelic tones from the Rebel Walk. And so I contact Evie the other day, and she's on the beach in Florida with an umbrella drink. I was shocked I even got a reply. Good morning, Evie.
Good morning, Bill. You know, I would always reply to you, no matter what, no matter where.
Yeah, she was there on the Emerald Coast having a few enjoyable days. Anyway, she's back, and Baby Kiff kind of got a little giggle out of Jimbo and Nikki yesterday, didn't he?
He sure did. I saw somebody tweet, who would have thought that Lane would have been the adult in the room between with Saban and Jimbo. So, yeah, he got quite a kick out of that and definitely seemed to weigh in a little more on Saban's side, it appeared to me.
No, I think whatever happened, well, we know what happened when Lane got replaced during the playoffs that time, that I think they're all patched up. I think they're good with each other. But Nikki and Jimbo are at least formally really good buddies. Apparently they're not doing so well. Now, you're over there. You're not far at all from College Station where you live. What's the feeling over there right now? And why is everybody so defensive?
You know, that's a good point. I heard you mention that in the segment with my good friend Kevin, who always hits it out of the park. There really does seem to be a bit of defensiveness there. And I guess, you know, maybe one could say if you feel like you're wronged, you know, then you're gonna be a little defensive there. But Jimbo did seem quite frustrated yesterday. I was surprised at just maybe some of the tone. I mean, I know, you know, Saban to me seemed to be more of a discussion about, you know, the program, the quote unquote program at A&M, whereas Jimbo, you know, called him despicable and, you know, such like that. So I was really a little surprised with the vitriol that came out of the Fisher camp. However, I will say you're right. Being over here close to College Station, I mean, Aggies are very, very angry. They're very, they feel like, you know, A&M is an excellent place to be. They've got top-notch facilities. They've got, you know, this huge supportive alumni base. So why wouldn't kids want to come there? So, Kiffin brought this up, back in February, if you'll recall. I think it was February 1st. Kiffin said something about, you know, he didn't know if A&M was going to be paying a luxury tax or not. And then Jimbo got upset and called Lane a clown. So this has kind of been going on, you know, for a little bit.
He used the word narcissist to describe Nikki. He used the word despicable 6 times. He used the term God twice. Somebody counted this, by the way. I didn't count it. So, and he said somebody will slap Nick. He also said that.
Right. I was really, I was just a little surprised that he responded in such a way, and I guess, you know, maybe, again, one could say, you know, the Aggies camp will say, well, it's because, you know, he was attacked, and that's not why players are coming here. They're coming here because it's an excellent school and an excellent opportunity, and that is certainly true, but I personally was just a little surprised by how pointed some of those attacks were.
Ole Miss Evie from the Rebel Walk is with us. Now, this isn't today's new news, but Jalen Robinson, the receiver, transfer from UCF, selects Ole Miss, and that's another difference-maker transfer for them.
Oh, I think so, too. And you know what I was really struck by? When he committed, he penned a little blog about it, and one of the things he said was he was so impacted by a couple of things. One, the coaching staff, he said, just seems to be so much fun. And, you know, they are kind of a young staff, Charlie Weiss Jr. I mean, Lane, you know, who wouldn't want to hang out with Lane, I think. But, and then also he felt like they really presented a plan for how he would fit into the Ole Miss offense and what he could bring to the table. And so I think that really impacted him. And a lot of people, I think, were surprised that he didn't go with Tennessee and Coach Heupel, who he had been with at UCF. But huge, huge, huge get for Ole Miss. I think they're going to use him in a lot of unique ways, maybe similar to how they did with Elijah Moore. And we see how that turned out for Elijah. So you're right, really huge get, and Kiffin continues, I think, to just do so well. I think they've signed maybe 16 players in the portal so far, besides Jackson Dart, you know, running back Zach Evans and Ulysses Bentley, Michael Trigg, Jordan Watkins and Malik Heath, receivers. So it's just, I can hardly wait to watch this offense this coming season.
Baby Kiff has discovered a way to sustain Ole Miss, because Ole Miss, as we know, historically, certainly from the Johnny Vaught era to now, has trouble sustaining success. You can have a spike up or so. Even Cutcliffe did, Eli's last year, and then it fell to pieces. But the transfer portal may be the magic elixir where he can replenish his needs every year and keep Ole Miss at a high level.
Right. And I think, you know, Ole Miss historically, I mean, they don't, you know, they don't have the same, you know, deep pockets as an Alabama or an A&M or such. And so I think that just in terms of everything, you know, they are having a huge facilities upgrade right now. So that's a wonderful thing. But, you know, Kiffin has found a way, I think, through the transfer portal to address key areas of need. And it's like he says, you know, these are players we're bringing in. These are not high school recruits that may or may not pan out. And we're not targeting transfers who are, you know, sat on the bench and aren't happy with where they were. I mean, they're targeting players you know, like Jalen Robinson and Zach Evans and some of these kids that have a proven history, and, you know, they saw what they did and like what they saw and are, you know, going to be assets to the program. You know, they had film. They could actually watch of them. And I think Kiffin and staff are excellent evaluators of talent. And I, you know, again, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, Miss Evie with us. Baseball team has been hot. Now, I didn't even – did they play last night, Evie? I didn't even know.
Yes, yes, they did. And ironically, they lost to A&M. They spotted A&M 7 runs. So, you know, behind 7-0 in the second inning, you know, it was kind of a tough thing. But they ended up losing, I think, 10-5. Pitcher got ejected. Bianco got ejected. We're waiting word from the league office to see if Bianco is going to be suspended from today's game. We're not quite sure. There was some confusion about that, but yeah, it kind of got a little chippy last night.
So he pulled a Tony Vols. Was there any chest bumping or what happened?
No, there wasn't anything like that. I think he really and truly. I had a couple of my riders there, and what happened? A&M hit back-to-back home runs, and one of the players rounding the bases, passing, you know, the Peyton Chatagnier, the Ole Miss second baseman, mouthed off to Chatagnier, and Chatagnier replied to him. And then apparently when Bianco came out, it was more because the A&M first base coach was jawing a little bit at Tim Elko, our all-world everything, wonderful human being, first baseman, and I think that kind of bothered Bianco a bit. So, anyway, yeah, it was game one was certainly something to behold. I hope game two goes a little better for Ole Miss.
Well, I'm sure that the Ole Miss fan base had no problem with Tony Vols putting up 27 in Starkville last night.
No, in fact, I think one of the tweets I saw indicated that Mississippi State gave up more runs in baseball than Ole Miss gave up points against Tennessee in football. I think Tennessee scored 26 in football this season against Ole Miss. So, you know, they got a little bit of a laugh out of that.
Wow. Ole Miss Evie with us. Now, what? Let me ask you. Obviously, the Emerald Coast is a gorgeous beach, and we have radio stations down there. But why don't you go to Galveston? I've been to Galveston; it's really pretty.
Bill, okay, I have a thing about dolls, like creepy dolls, like porcelain dolls, plastic dolls. You know, with the eyes that pop open, and they have had the weirdest thing going on in Galveston where creepy plastic dolls have been washing up on the shore.
Oh, no.
Black all over, yeah. So I'm steering clear of Galveston for right now.
So it's the movie where you got the young girl who's a devil or something, and she's got the creepy voice, and you got that's a problem, right?
Yes, that's a problem. That's a problem, and I don't want to sit there with my umbrella drink and look over and see a little creepy doll staring up at me. So that was kind of strange. Yep.
I have not heard a story from one of the newspapers down there is called the Destin Log. I've never seen a story where one of those dolls came up on the beach there at the Emerald Coast.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of it happening anywhere except Galveston, and so that's a little weird. And plus, they've got a lot of, I hate to segue into snakes, but they've got a lot of rattlesnakes in the sand dunes in Galveston, so kind of up in the reeds and things. And so I'd like to avoid creepy dolls and snakes.
Speaking of Texas, you know all this talk about Eagle Pass? My parents lived there. They were stationed there. And my mom said that getting out of the car in the morning, you literally had to look down before you moved your feet to the concrete, let's say, because of rattlesnakes.
Eagle Pass, Texas,
which is where a lot of the news is these days. So
yes, yes, yes. No, I think I'll steer clear there also.
I never thought Eagle Pass would even be brought up. I didn't even know that was a thing, hearing about it as a kid, but it is a thing. But apparently the rattlesnakes are really, really bad there. Ole Miss Evie with us. So the baseball team right now, what are the does Ole Miss have a chance to host once we get past the SEC tournament?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it would be remote. I think, you know, it was just a couple of weeks ago, we were worried whether Ole Miss would make the SEC tournament even. And so now, you know, they've crossed that hurdle. And I think I saw them projected by D1 Baseball to be number 3, I believe, in the Louisville region. For the NCAA tournament. So as of right now, I don't see that happening. However, baseball's a crazy game. You know, you come back and beat A&M twice and make a run in the SEC tournament, and you know, who knows, anything could happen. But I wouldn't count Ole Miss out. I mean, I think that they got a lot of veterans on that team, and it's going to be. I mean, I think yesterday's game against A&M may kind of spark them a little bit the rest of the weekend. But I don't anticipate them hosting. But again, I never say never.
Just out of the blue, I thought of something. Supposedly, Nick tried to call Jimbo yesterday, and Jimbo says, "I'm not taking the call." How many people have ever refused a Nick Saban call in the world?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Jimbo's pretty mad if that's the case. I mean, you know, he said he's done. So I guess I would take him at his word. And, you know, I saw that Deion refused his call also. Deion Sanders.
I did not see that. Wow.
Yes, I saw that. So, you know, my goodness, what is happening?
I mean, we're to the point Nick can't get a return call. What's going on around here?
I don't know. I mean, people are just stepping out of line here. I'm sure he can't believe it. I don't know. And it's going to make, like we've talked about, it's going to make those SEC meetings in Destin pretty interesting. Maybe I need to make a trip back out to Florida because that could get quite interesting. And I'm sure Lane will be there enjoying it. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Here's the icing on the cake. Story comes out today, Arch Manning not taking his calls.
Now you've gone and done it. That would be something else, wouldn't it?
Nick might need to retire. If that happens, just quit. You can't. Getting rejected at all angles now.
Right,
Ole Miss
right.
TV, the Rebel Walk. Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Well, they can come to therebelwalk.com and find our content there, and they can follow us on Twitter at the Rebel Walk or follow me at Ole Miss TV on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Got like 20 seconds. Rusty Manziel with us yesterday says he thinks it's down to Georgia, Texas. For Arch, would you concur?
I think so. I wouldn't argue with him on that. I think that at this point, I think that's probably a fairly accurate assessment of the situation. As you know, probably better than I do, these things can change on a dime. But you know,
sure.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Evie, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Ole Miss ED, the angelic tones. It gets no more angelic than that. You can't get more angelic than that right there. You just can't. I have a gauge which measures the ability 1 through 10 to be angelic. Nobody peaks the meter better than her. She's awesome. Appreciate her very much. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's busy out here in the normal spots. 40 West coming past Spence Lane, 65, a little bit sluggish southbound there at Trinity Lane. 24 eastbound on Shelby. They're trying to move a wreck over to the side right now. 65 south near OHB in Brentwood. That was also a crash that TDOT just rolled up behind. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Can I really reduce my business's phone bill 50% and improve communications? Yes. You've heard about all the national cloud-based phone companies out there urging you to switch to their phone system. Cloud-based IP phones have better quality sound and tools to help you offer better customer service to your clients. But none of these companies will come out to your office, personally meet with you to discuss your company's needs, help you set up your phone system, all at a better price. Strongtel will. Strongtel covers Middle Tennessee and can help your company increase productivity and reduce costs. Never miss a customer call again, no matter where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your Strongtel.com office system through their mobile app. Let Strongtel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to Strongtel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335 or Strongtel.com.
You may think every weather app is the same until you see WeatherBug over-deliver on so many layers. With more free map layers than any other weather app, WeatherBug warns you the moment lightning strikes near you, prepares you for your commute with road conditions, routes, and even cameras. With everything from pollen and air quality to severe storm risks, radar, and satellite coverage, WeatherBug prepares you for the unpredictable. Download the WeatherBug app, trusted by over 10 million users, today for free.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 92. Mostly clear tonight, low around 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
This Friday, it's pretty good there. Kevin Hagan, Ole Miss Evie, and we welcome in on this Friday. Tony Vols just put up 27. Cosby Cattleman.
Yabba dabba do, slide down that dinosaur, watch out for those rattlesnakes, and kiss Miss Kings. It's finally Friday, Monsieur King. Man, Bill, I'm going to have nightmares off that segment.
What, just the snake thing? Or the doll thing.
I mean, you go to the beach, you know, you're thinking six-pack of Corona, beach chair, towels, you know, that sort of thing. You don't think about stepping on a rattlesnake. I don't know if everyone go to the beach again.
What about the creepy dolls washing up?
I probably, that doesn't bother me too much, but damn, I've never even heard of rattlesnakes on the beach.
No, I don't think.
You ever heard of that?
We were talking about Eagle Pass for that, though. That's down there on the border.
I think she was staying in the sand dunes.
Well, not on the Emerald Coast, but where were you talking about?
No,
oh, you're right. You're right. Down in Galveston. You're right. She said that. Yes.
Yeah, and that's a crap hole looking beach. Too. You ever seen a beach that ugly as Galveston?
I've been there. It's gross. It's not.
I mean, it looks like swimming in your toilet when it's not flushed. Okay. That looks worse than Percy Priest Lake. Hey, Bill, two or three things for you here. First off, 27-2, Tony Vols, but with all the football stuff flying, I'm just going to skate on past that. Was she saying that my boy Heupel, Kiffin, picked my boy's Heupel's pocket on a UCF transfer?
Yeah, that wide receiver who's good, and Heupel that had him.
You know, I don't follow that stuff all that clear. I can't keep up with it, Bill, but you kind of wonder there, the dude is with Heupel. I mean, maybe he's either wanting something new. You think that would be a slam dunk, wouldn't you, even with Kiffin involved?
particularly with the offense, but that Tennessee runs, but maybe Kemp runs a real exciting offense too.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe something new, maybe a little more rub, something different. Maybe it's as simple as that. Kind of a bit of a head scratcher there. Hey Ben, now let's get into this Jimbo deal for a second. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How much money did Walter Nolan get?
Enough to leave Knoxville for College Station.
Here's the guy, for people who don't know who this is, number one or number two recruit in America, depending on the service you look at, Memphis dude, gets involved with some meat merchant, brings him over to Knoxville trying to get a job or something over here. Jimbo coming off, what'd they go last year, 6-6, 8-4, something like that?
What are you talking about? This last year they winning?
Buys the dude for everything you hear is a ton of money. And the dude goes to Texas A&M. He was being called the biggest recruit for Tennessee since Reggie White. You might not recognize that name. And the dude's at Texas A&M, and Jimbo wants to get out there behind a microphone and act like he didn't buy. Hell, we all know these dudes are getting paid. Jimbo looks like a big bum. I've seen better-looking dudes at the 8th Street Greyhound station down in downtown Nashville over by the Gulch. What a hobo bum. That guy ruined Florida State, was getting ready to get popped, wife's out screwing players. That guy's a bum. I'll take Nick Saban 20 times over Jimbo Fisher in this.
That's not like you to take up for Alabama either.
I mean, Alabama's been buying players for years. Everybody's been buying players. It's college football. But Nick Saban, did he say anything that wasn't true? Did Texas A&M buy this recruiting class or not? Billy bought every single damn one of them. What's Jimbo mad about?
Cause
and then Deion Sanders, you couldn't give me $20 million to go to Jackson State. I guess Deion can recruit. There's only $1 million. It'd take a lot of hot chicken to get me over to TSU, Bill. But, I mean, I don't get the argument here. I don't get what Jimbo's mad about for getting called out for what they did. Everybody in college football knows Texas A&M bought the whole class, and they bought the one last year, too.
What are they mad about? They take it personally because it sounds like you wouldn't get them without the money, and they don't like that.
Well, it's like what it's like, Bill. It's like going up somebody in a single-wide trailer, knocking on the door and saying, hey, man, you got a nice house here. What are you supposed to say? Well, Bill, big weekend, going to 97 on Rocky Top. You're getting the Gator out. Tony Vols 27-2 breaks. We're breaking heat records and breaking records down there in Stark Vegas. Cows are not even getting tipped.
I see you, man.
See you, Bill.
Hey, Patton, mark the tape. The Jimbo part. Yeah, mark the tape. I've seen better-looking guys off 8th Avenue at the Greyhound station. Oh, I just, my gosh. The Cosby Cattleman strikes again. You never know when he's lurking. I don't know when he's going to call. Jim and Jupiter, Bill Cosby Cattleman is 100% right. Ags and Strohs on the Texas Gulf Coast. He would know these things. Bill, the rattlesnakes in Galveston, that's real, Bill. Friend of mine's son got bit in the dunes there a couple of years ago, ended up in the hospital for a couple of days. Kirkland in Georgia. Bill, you wouldn't take anyone's call if you wanted to whoop their A double dollar sign, you think he's talking about Nick trying to get hold of Jimbo and Jimbo not taking the call. Jimbo says we are done. We're done. So this thing got personal, and it's been trending that way, but I guess this is the coup, right? This is the one that pushed it all up over the edge. Anyways, let's do this. Let's take the break. Come right back. Brad with us, hour number three. Hold off on your gambling stuff until we get there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's busy out here in the normal spots. 40 West coming past Spence Lane, 65. A little bit sluggish southbound there at Trinity Lane. 24 eastbound at Shelby. They're trying to move a wreck over to the side right now. 65 south near OHB in Brentwood. That was also a crash that TDOT just rolled up behind. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with 4 locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boombozz.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend, and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
America's Georgia, and Patton has a little clip here. Let me read this quick email, Patton, and then hit that audio clip. Yeah, that was a mark the tape moment for the show. Bill, and this is Charlie, America's Georgia, that dude is so funny and quick-witted. He's the dude sitting at the back of the bus wearing everybody out as they step on and everybody in a car driving past his view. Very funny guy. Did he say Jimbo looked like a thumb? I don't know what he said he looked like. He said something about he's seen better looking people at the Greyhound station downtown Nashville off of 8th Avenue. He did say that. Patton, play the clip.
Hell, we all know these dudes are getting paid. Jimbo looks like a big bum. I've seen better looking dudes at the 8th Street Greyhound station down in downtown Nashville over by the Gulch. What a hobo bum. That guy ruined Florida State, was getting ready to get popped, wiped out screwing players. That guy's a bum.
Bum, not thumb. Yeah, bum. Talking about Candy Fisher. Patton, we got it. One more for the road. Hit that thing again.
Hell, we all know these dudes are getting paid. Jimbo looks like a big bum. I've seen better looking dudes at the 8th Street Greyhound station down in downtown Nashville over by the Gulch. What a hobo bum. That guy ruined Florida State, was getting ready to get popped, wife's out screwing players. That guy's a bum.
Now, you got to remember, Cosby Kattaman doesn't like Alabama. He's not an Alabama shill. He hates Alabama. So this isn't about got to protect Nikki here at all. This is just him. He's mad about Walter Nolan getting out of Knoxville, top-ranked defensive lineman in America, to College Station for obviously no money. I'm sure it was free. I want to bring that back up. Rafael Palmeiro, back during the steroid scandal in baseball, in Congress, looking everybody in the eye saying, I never did any of it. I never took steroids, period. And Jimbo's sitting there. And look, again, I understand Jimbo's mad. I get that part of it. He was called out. His program was called out. So I get why he's angry. But sitting there saying we didn't buy anybody, that's a lie. That is a flat-out lie. People are being bought these days legally. Why would you say that? Is anybody going to check that? Does anybody want to do a little research on this? You think Walter Nolan left Knoxville, Tennessee, to go to College Station, and there was no incentive at all other than it's a good football program? And that's questionable right now, how good the program is. We don't know. Maybe this year, with this recruiting class, they start making a run towards the top five. Maybe they do. You think Walter Nolan just went there to College Station? He's got any number of teams he could go to. Alabama, Georgia, Florida, any team in America he can go to. He's not from Texas. Actually, he's from Mississippi. And he chooses College Station. Good place. No, nothing wrong with College Station at all. Good place. Incredible facilities. Lots of money. But he chose it just based on, I got to be part of that football. No incentive at all. No financial inducement at all. Just, it was my dream, man. Had to go there. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, what just happened on the show? Cosby Kattaman said something about swimming in an unflushed toilet bowl, knocking on the door of a trailer and saying, you have a very nice house. This show has been one for the ages. Great way to spend Friday morning. Clay, Bill, looks like the only thing that's going to stop Tony Vols will be the NCAAP tests. 7 dingers last night in Stark Vegas. Back to back to back in the first inning. After one out in the top of the first, back-to-back-to-back solo homers. Every time I looked up, they were tacking on another run. That means Tennessee in their last two games has scored 45 runs. Now, the one thing about baseball, as we all know, you cannot borrow runs that you scored in excess. They don't transfer over like cell phone minutes. I don't even know. Do cell phone minutes even transfer over? Remember, that came from Mike Valenti. Allen in Tampa. Bill Cosby is hilarious, and he's right. Cosby says Jim and Jupiter once again shows why he is the GOAT. He described Jimbo perfectly. Looks like a hobo bum. Oh, gosh. All right, Brad's coming up. Brad Power. Do you have any questions? Use the hashtag AskBP right after the break.